You're listening to Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.
Amber, it's Wednesday.
Hoot
it.
Would you rather?
Here are two very different scenarios.
You need to pick whichever one you please, though.
The choice is yours, which one will it be, oh?
Would you rather?
Would you rather Wednesdays, Amber? Two very different scenarios.
Yeah, pick whichever one I please, oh.
That's right. Amber, would you rather? Now, you're going to have some form of change to your biological makeup to have this happen. Would you rather fart out your mouth or burp out your bottom? Don't answer too quick.
Oh,
you might have some questions. you've got to really think about this because either scenario, you're going to have to do some explaining to the people around you.
So fart out my mouth.
Yeah, and it won't even be with your lips either. What? It'll be from like your throat.
Ew.
So it'll make the great farting sound.
Does it still smell like fart?
Yes.
Oh.
Yep.
Out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yep. No.
Or burp out my butt.
Yeah.
Which means that I wouldn't do farts anymore.
No. Anytime you thought you needed a fart, you'd actually be burping.
Oh, that's a shame.
And before you're thinking, oh, well, that's not too bad, they hurt more than the farts out your mouth. Because I know that's the less desirable one.
Why do they hurt?
Because.
When do burps hurt?
Because you don't have a throat in your bottom, Amber. That's why. It's part of your new biological makeup that burps now hurt. Trust the system.
Look, farts are funny, man.
Yeah.
I don't want to do them out of my mouth.
Yeah, out of your throat. So there'll be none of this lip stuff.
Oh.
It's going to be from deep down. You're really going to taste it too.
Ew. All right. I'm obviously going to go with burp out my butt.
Burp out your butt. You're going to take a painful bottom burp.
I don't burp very much.
Oh, you will?
No, I won't.
No, you will.
That wasn't a thing.
It's part of it. I've got the fine print over here, Amber. Trust me, you're going to be burping
out of my butt
as much as you currently fart and farting as much as you currently fart.
What is happening?
How much
did you just have a stroke, mate?
How much you fart now is how much you'd fart out your mouth, and how much you fart now is how much you'll burp out of your butt.
But I'm not going to fart out of my mouth because I'm going to burp out my butt.
Yeah, so
would you rather?
Yeah, so that's how often you're going to fart, burp, bottom burp. Okay? How much you fart now, which is all the friggin' time.
Yeah.
You're going to have the painful bottom burps. This got out of hand very fast.
Thanks for just letting us talk.
So bottom burps?
Yes.
Bottom burps. Anti-Valentine's.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sticking your finger up to Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Your middle one?
Yeah.
Your rude one?
Both of them.
Ha! Two middle fingers to the sky at Valentine's Day, Amber.
That's right.
Cop that, Cupid. You weren't ready for that today, were you?
13, 12, 16. Zoe joins us on the line now. Babe, do you have anti-Valentine's Day plans?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Me and the gals are going out for cocktails.
Yes, Galentine's Day. That's what I like to hear.
You know what I love?
Yeah, that's it.
What's that?
Zoe, are you and your friends sticking your middle fingers up to Valentine's Day, but you're also going out for cocktails on a school night?
Yep, YOLO, living it large.
I love it.
Now, is this a tradition or anything like that? Or it's just like, nah, we've got a few of us and we don't want to be alone?
It's the first year we're doing it because it's the first year we're all single. But, you know, if things go like this next year, who's to say we won't do it again?
I love it. Traditions have got to start somewhere.
Yes.
Exactly.
Thanks so much for your calls, Zoe. Have a great night.
You too.
And Nick on the line, mates. Do you have anti-Valentine's plans?
I'm going to have dinner with my parents.
Oh, that's nice.
That sounds
which I do every Wednesday anyway.
Standard Wednesday.
I love it. Is there any chance your mum's going to be like, now, Nick, it's Valentine's Day and you're with your parents. Does she worry about you or anything? Because my mum used to.
She's usually pretty good. Maybe she will. She's a pretty concerned mum. She's overprotective.
Maybe you should get mum some flowers to, as like a decoy.
That's actually distract her that way. Yep. She won't be, love it.
Is there any chance your mum might set you up on a blind date at dinner tonight?
Most of her friendship group were in their late 40s, and I'm in my mid-20s, so I'm kind of hoping against it, but you know what?
She might just grab someone off the street, mate.
The right person comes along and they're 30 years older.
Don't knock it till you try it, mate.
Thanks so much for your call, Nick.
No worries.
Keep them coming through. 13, 12, 16. Do you have anti-Valentine's plans?
Yes. We would love to hear from you, son, Raja. If you're in a committed relationship, you're going to do something cute tonight, We don't care. We don't want to hear about it. Anti-Valentines, give us a call, 13, 12, 16. Let's have a chat about Barnaby Joyce Amber. He's had a busy week.
It's been quite a week for old...
The PM. The Deputy PM. Yep. You were about to call him a nasty name.
I was about to call him BJ. It works.
It does. It would have been... It probably would have taken away a little bit from the point we were making.
Yeah.
But... On board.
Yeah.
Deputy PM BJ.
Yeah.
It's come out that he is fathering a child to a former member of his staff.
Mm-hmm.
This took his wife by surprise.
Yep.
Definitely.
He's also got four daughters, which probably are close in age to his new partner, Vicky Campion.
Oh, I didn't know that part. He had a public apology yesterday. Where he acknowledged that there'd been some indiscretions, and he apologised profusely to his wife and to his daughters. But I want you to have a listen to what he says when he apologised to his electorate. Mm.
I'd like to also say to my supporters and people in my electorate how deeply sorry I am that this personal issue, deeply personal issue, has gone into the public arena.
That is not apologising for your actions. That's apologising that they found out about it.
100%.
That is passing the blame onto the media for reporting on the fact that our deputy PM had an affair.
Like, you're an idiot if you think that it's not going to come into the public arena.
Yeah, I don't think Bill Clinton was going, oh, how come people found out about this? Got a little bit of action in the Oval Office. This was a very personal issue.
Yeah, you're a poly. You live a public life.
Especially when he talks so much about, and particularly when the plebiscite was going on, sanctity of marriage, and he was worried about a cervical cancer vaccine that was going to give young women a license to be promiscuous. Sorry, mate.
You have
an affair.
Yeah.
It's coming into the public eye, and we are going to talk about it a lot.
Sit down,
and
Barnaby.
I think he's in a bit of strife.
Yeah. Billows.
Yes.
Valentine's Day today.
It sure is. Happy Valentine's Day.
If that missed your radar, then you are living under a rock.
Yeah, I don't know how you manage that.
But on Twitter, I saw hashtag ways to ruin the romance.
Yeah, bit of fun in that.
Yeah, absolutely. And people are getting very creative.
What do we got?
I mean, ways to ruin the romance, granny panties.
Yeah, that'll do it.
I'm all about them.
Yeah. Granny panties, your middle name.
I'm the epitome of ruining romance. I'm not a romantic person.
No.
So
I can turn it on when I need to, but generally just around the house, I'm Captain Farty Pants, so that's not the most romantic of settings.
Yeah. And like a lot of people choose not to pass wind in front of their partner because a lot of people believe that once that happens, then... it's all downhill from there.
Yeah, see, I don't think so. We get to have competitions on who can fart better. Carly is quite baffled at the fact that if she farts, I've always got one in the chamber ready to go. She's like, how do you do that?
You do, actually.
I'm ready for fart tennis. Anytime, any day. Challenge me in the street, Sunraysia.
But the hashtag way that I ruin the romance, mostly in my relationship, and I have seen it trending on Twitter in this hashtag, is talking about politics.
Oh, I thought you were just going to say your personality.
Yeah, well, that too.
Talking about politics. Talking about politics.
Yeah.
Barna doesn't care.
My boyfriend doesn't care about politics, really. And if something big happens in Canberra, I'm all over it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, rap, 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 and I just talk his head off.
I can sympathise with him a bit because Amber is definitely, out of the two of us, the much more political one. She's up to date with everything that's going on, and I definitely am not. And Amber does talk at me about politics a lot, and I quite often say to her, I don't have anything to offer on this subject, Emma. Not a thing.
Talking at people
about
politics.
Yes, that's right. You're not talking to me about politics. Yep. Yes.
Ways to ruin the romance. So, 13, 12, 16, let's join in on this hashtag, Sunraysia.
Yeah, how do you ruin the romance? Give us a call. Amber remembered her Twitter login yesterday, so was having a bit of a browse on there. When was your last tweet?
I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
Every now and then, Amber will look at me annoyed because I mention her in a tweet. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry for making your phone vibrate.
But yes, on Twitter, I forget how good Twitter is sometimes.
Pretty great.
Hashtag ways to ruin the romance.
Yes.
It was trending. And I thought this is definitely a hashtag I could get around.
Yeah, how are people ruining the romance, Amber?
you know, the obvious ones like fart wars, Dutch ovens. This one from Just Kristen says, cut your toenails in front of me and hit me in the face with one.
So we're taking your calls on 13, 12, 16.
Yes. Hashtag ways to ruin the romance. Claire, how are you ruining the romance, doll?
I'm going to buy my boyfriend a pair of Crocs.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Claire, are you saying the Crocs aren't sexy?
Well, I think they are, but my partner definitely does not.
So what you could do then is, put on something nice, you know, a little revealing.
A little and then, negligee.
And then top it off with a nice sexy pair of Crocs.
That's the way.
Claire, what has happened to you in your life for you to think that Crocs are sexy? Do you wear them?
I don't know. No, but I did when I was a kid and they were quite comfy.
Okay.
I've never worn a pair, but I'm intrigued. Is it because they breathe? Is it the convenience? Is it just that they're perfect at repelling the opposite sex? What is it about Crocs?
It's everything.
It's everything. It's they're ticking every box.
They are apparently really comfortable, supportive.
Yeah. At what cost, Amber? At what
exactly.
cost?
Exactly. Claire, thank you for your tip on ways to ruin the romance.
No worries. Thank you.
Thank you. Keep those calls coming through. 13, 12, 16. Hashtag ways to ruin the romance.
You know who we should ask?
Who?
Barnaby Joyce.
You're listening to the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.